Hello, this is Sanj Thacker here with Rick Jordan for the Arboretum interview regarding the reflecting pool. Hello, Rick. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Perfect. Okay. So how about we start by describing what the reflecting pool is to you?
Oh, I've got so many memories because this is actually the third reflecting pool.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, the original was a very calm, peaceful. It came right up to the building and had a concrete walkway that went down the side. So there was a stream on one side and then the pond on the other.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. So what was the difference between the old reflecting pool to the one today? What do you think you miss more about the old one?
Oh, that's a very good question. the fact that it went right to the building and it was just a, it very much fit in with the design that Raymond Moriyama had for the building and being a very peaceful, reflective place.
Yeah. That's good. So, in terms of memories, what is your biggest memory that you have with the reflecting pool or one that's closest to your heart?
Oh, from the original was coming into work one day and finding the bottom of the pond had floated to the top. It was a very, I don't know how to describe the design. I'm not an architect. But it obviously failed, developed a leak, and water got underneath and caused the styrofoam lining underneath to rise up.
And, okay.
So that was why the initial pond had to be changed.
And do you remember when that was, like around what time? A few years ago?
It was probably in the early 80s.
Early 80s, okay. That was a long time ago then.
Yeah.
So it was like a flood that occurred inside the pool.
I guess you could call it that.
It was just time, yeah.
Water leaked through and caused it to rise up.
Oh, wow, okay. And that's when they changed the design to what it is today? Or was that because of after?
That was, there was an in-between, an inner pond between these two. The next one retained a lot of the characteristics of the original, except it was had become, well, I should go back one little bit. That original pond, at some point we decided to put half barrels of planters in, so there were planter barrels within the pond.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite attractive. There was, I think the first a mallard duck decided to nest in one of the barrels originally. Mm-hmm. And then after it was redone, there was a walkway, still a walkway, but it had railings and big planters in. And that was when the Canada geese started to nest in there.
Oh, okay.
And so one day people were coming into work and the gander was outside the door into the Arboretum Center and wouldn't let people in. They had to go around to the back door to get in. But, and it lasted for a fair bit of time. And then eventually it failed. And due to new building codes and that, they wouldn't let us put the water right up to the building. So that's why now there is the gravel path between the glass windows and the pond.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we did away with the pond, the one along outside the director's office to the boardroom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's where. So they actually had geese. I didn't know that.
Well, they just.
They just came, probably, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Wow, that's so pretty. I love, imagine having geese everywhere. That'd be so cool. Okay.
Just before we go, yeah. Turn that off for
yeah,
a sec.
Yeah. So sorry, I'm just gonna ask you the question one more time. What was your involvement in the making of the reflecting pool?
The original, too, I had very little to do with other than I was an employee of the art. For this incarnation, at that point, I was the manager.
Mm-hmm.
And the company that was hired to do the pond were two different companies, one to excavate and the other one to construct. And removing the second pond, we actually had an excavator right inside the existing pond, and we were loading it into trailers and taking it out what is now the walkway.
Mm-hmm.
And then a company from Kitchener poured the concrete and did all the work beyond that. So I'd say I oversaw the installation of that bond as the manager.
Okay, so for the first part, you were an employee back in the day, and now when you started?
The original bond was in place before I started.
Okay, and then you became the manager for the new one, when they modified it. Okay, that's interesting to know. And while you were managing it, what were some of the obstacles you guys came across while you were making the newer pond or managing it?
Just the logistics of getting the equipment in, getting all the debris and everything out. The pouring of the concrete, as I say, the company was excellent. They knew what they were doing, thankfully. But it, there's always unexpected little glitches when you're doing any work around the building. So, but it all came together quite nicely.
It looks really beautiful. All right, and what are some of the smells? I know this might be a really sensory type of question, but what are some of the sounds or smells you remember from the fracking pool? Either that you smell today or even that you smelled back in the day, that brings back some memories.
I'm not sure I can remember. Any smells.
Maybe smell concrete while you were making
it. when the geese were nesting and walking on the pathway, of course, there's all the goose poop along the concrete walkway, which always had to be swept off. But no, I don't really recall any smells, sounds with the island ponds. For the first two, there were always frogs, and that's so you got a lot of the sounds of the frogs, almost like as if you're in Wild Goose Woods and we're listening to the creatures there.
Yeah. And how long have you been working with the Arboretum, Rick? How many years has it been?
I started as a student in 75 and became full-time in 78 and retired in 2015, so all in all, 40 years.
40 years.
And then I've been volunteering since.
Oh, wow. So in those 40 years, you probably have countless memories with different areas of the Arboretum.
Oh, definitely.
So is there any other experiences you have, not only in the reflecting pool, but anywhere else in the Arboretum you want to share with us?
At one point, for a very short period of time, although it was within the Arboretum, but not part of the Arboretum, in an area called the Seal Ponds, the OVC was doing some work with a polar bear. And I don't recall why the polar bear was brought to Guelph.
Mm-hmm.
But they brought it out to the Seal Pond enclosure. And that's where Arby, as he was called, lived for a short period of time. Until his growls and sounds were attracting too many people and it became too big of a hazard. So mm-hmm. they had to remove him back to campus.
Oh, okay.
But that was always, you'd come up here in the evening and you could hear Arby. that was sort of a, not your everyday occurrence by any means.
Oh, yeah. You don't see polar bears every day.
Something I mentioned was the, I call it the Flying Fish Bridge, although it's technically named after Richard Ivey Foundation
mm-hmm.
on the Ivey Trail. And one day when we arrived in, all the side railings and everything were gone. And we called the campus police. And they said, oh, we know where it is. The engineering students had removed it and rebuilt it on campus as their annual prank.
Oh, a prank, wow. That would be fun. How did that prank go off after? Was it successful?
Unfortunately, there was some damage.
Oh, no.
But we had a very good relationship with the carpentry shop on campus. And a carpenter and a summer student, they spent quite a deal of time rebuilding it, and it was actually better than the original construction in the end.
Oh, wow. So it kind of did some good at the end.
Yeah.
All right. And any other memories? Probably countless. It's probably hard to think of them at the spot.
Well, there really are. There is quite a few. Construction of the Gosling Gardens, the original construction. That was a major undertaking by the staff. came off quite successfully, but it was quite a bit of work for us. Yeah, there are so many little bits and pieces. I mentioned what year would it have been, 95, I think it was, a donor gave us a 1956 Thunderbird convertible.
Oh, wow.
To use as a fundraiser. So we ummed and awed about how best to do it and finally decided that we would sell tickets for it, make it a raffle, not an auction, but a raffle. And then at our 25th gala, we drew the winning ticket. And it was won by a couple from up near Acton, who were already supporters of the Arboretum. And they very generously donated it back to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sold it off.
Oh, wow.
So it was a gift they gave twice.
Twice, and you sold it off. Wow.
Yeah.
And what was that fundraiser for?
For the Arboretum.
For the Arboretum.
It was part of our 25th anniversary celebrations.
Okay, that's cool. That's fun. And then you also mentioned earlier about the Garen Pond. Which is close to the Victor College.
Oh, the car in the pond.
Yeah.
This was an unfortunate situation where an individual driving along Victoria Road had a medical condition, came down off the road through the fence, somehow managed to miss all the trees, and the car ended up in the pond.
Oh.
In Victoria, not Victoria Woods Pond, what we called the Willow Pond on the north side of college.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the pond wasn't that deep and he was fine, but he just, as I say, had this medical condition where he passed out, I guess. And
the car went to the pond.
Yeah, now that was quite a distance from Victoria Road across the fields that he had to traverse. Oh, anyway, it was another one of those strange incidents.
Yeah, there's probably many of those. Yeah. All right. And just before we go, what is one thing that you would change about the reflecting pool today? If you were to change something or make some alterations, whether it's the design, anything, what would you want to change?
With the reflecting pool, a slight redesign of the fountain area. Or not a redesign, but a different structure. Because as it is, with the way the water comes up through the little spigot, young children are constantly filling it with the pea gravel until it's plugged. And I would like to see something different done to it. I'm not a landscape architect or designer, but just something to prevent that from happening.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps add some lights to
the actual like pool inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would look really nice, yeah. Especially in the dark.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good project. Maybe that's what we'll be working in the future, hopefully. The Arboretum
team
can work on that in the future.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you so much for your time, Rick, for the stories you've shared with us, whether it was about the reflecting pool, about the polar bear, which was probably my favorite story, was the polar bear one. And thank you so much for your time.
No problem, Zen.
Thank you very much. It was a great time seeing you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.